But then also the next year you put one up on the ballot?
Yeah, then the
Okay.
next year, after we lost this one, I remember taking a Brad, that was his name, that was Amiano's aide, Brad, can't think of his last name
Okay.
now. I remember it was late at night, and we had like a campaign where we met was over at a restaurant that's where Paul Casey's now on Gough Street. And early on, we knew we'd lost because the absentee votes came in, and they were so slanted to the other side that we knew that we didn't have a chance to make that up when the other votes came in. So we knew early on we had lost, and I guess a lot of people were upset. I wasn't at all surprised that we lost.
No?
No, and I,
Why?
well, I knew it was going to be close, but I knew that the West End was going to get out there and vote, and I didn't think that, I didn't know how, I didn't think that we had enough, strong enough coalition to get the East End to people out to vote. So I think that's what happened. We just didn't get them to vote, and it was such a complicated issue, and no one understood it, and there was a whole lot of misinformation that the our opponents are putting out there about that there was no, it was either their alternative or there was going to be nothing. And Caltrans was saying that if this thing shut down, that traffic was going to be backed up all the way to Sacramento. That's what they were saying. And all this was being published in the paper, you know. So I thought, well, most reasonably minded people would probably vote against it, you know. And people just didn't understand what we were proposing,
But we're
you
at the
see. And we didn't, until like a month or so before the campaign, no one had seen this rendering here. But even after they saw that, they still couldn't visualize how it would work. So
And the Chronicle.
I just thought that we really needed to more time to do a whole lot more work and get more information out citywide about what we were really proposing to do. And then if we could do that, we could win.